The Great Wave in the Musée de Grenoble Sculpture Park is a concentrated block whose forward-reaching energy is translated by the ridges left by the sculptor's tools, creating lines and hollows that catch the light. The sheer mass of the wave and the hard Haute Savoie granite from which it has been cut contrasts with the inherent fluidity of water. Lipsey's trip to Japan in 1963 certainly influenced the creation of the Great Wave. Indeed, for the International Sculpture Symposia, the artist created a work set on the beach called Oceanic One, dedicated to the Pacific Ocean. Here, Lipsey gives us his interpretation of The Great Wave of Kanagawa, made by the Japanese artist Hokusai in 1830. Known in the West from the mid-19th century on, his work influenced the Impressionists and is still very popular today. Born in Poland, Maurice Lipsey, 1898 to 1986, settled in Paris in 1912 and studied at the Superior National Fine Arts School in Paris. From 1945 on, he abandoned figuration for abstract sculpture. He worked almost exclusively carving directly into stone, without a predefined project or models, constructing dense and rigorous volumes with lively surfaces that reflected the play of light. In the 20th century, Lipsey was one of few stone sculptors. A member of the Executive Committee of the International Sculpture Symposia Federation, Lipsey was president of the first French symposium held in Grenoble in 1967. Member of the Espace Group, where he met Le Corbusier, Giglioli and Bloch, and Architecture Principle, Maurice Lipsey supported the new European style of architecture that had developed across the plastic arts. Preferring to use the hardest of stone, he directly attacked the material with a pickaxe, which makes his artistic language so unique. This work was donated by Hildegard Weber Lipsey and Maurice Lipsey's daughter Gabrielle Beck Lipsey to the Musée de Grenoble in 1989. There are more than 150 works installed in public spaces in and around Grenoble. You can discover them thanks to several trails across the town and on the Grenoble Patrimoine website. These trails have been created with the help of the Department of Isère and the Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes Regional Cultural Affairs Directorate.